Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Let's go to this developing story in Lao now, because a second Australian teenager has died from suspected methanol poisoning, bringing to six the number of tourists who have died in Vang Vien, which is a popular tourist town. It's reported that they became ill after allegedly being served alcohol, which was laced with methanol. Well, we're joined now by Brendan Crew, who's news reporter with 10 News in Australia, and Brendan is in Bangkok. So Brendan, thank you very much for being with us. Will you tell us what happened here? Because as I mentioned, it's believed that these drinks that these tourists had methanol in them.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Claire. Well, what we do know is that a group of about 14 people became sick around the 11th of November, 11th or 12th of November, after partying in the region. 14 of them were hospitalised, and now six people are dead, including those two Australians, an American tourist, a British woman, and two Danish tourists. Now, authorities are investigating and going around in the area testing the alcohol at the backpackers they were staying at another bar called JD Bar. And the owner of the Nana Backpackers, which is the backpackers these two Australians were staying at, has actually been detained by police and is being questioned as we speak.
So it's clear that all of these tourists were drinking in the same, was it two places?
Yeah, well, investigations are still ongoing, but we do know that the backpackers they were staying at, Nana Backpackers, advertises free shots for guests. They give out free shots of vodka. There was, you know, tens and tens of people enjoying their time there, and then they all went out afterwards. We know that the two Australians, along with a group of people, went to a bar called JD Bar. So investigations are still underway as to where they drank these drinks laced with methanol, but It's just a terrible situation. We've got six people that have died and a number of others that are still in hospital. The death toll may become larger.
Yeah, it's a terrible situation. So tell us a bit about methanol then.
Well, methanol is used in Southeast Asian countries as a cheaper alternative to ethanol. Methanol poisoning is not uncommon, unfortunately, but it has claimed a number of lives over the years, and it's used in home-brewed alcohol. So all eyes are on this region now to really stamp out this practice. And the grief has turned to anger as well. We really need some answers here about who did this and why, and some people held to account.
Mm-hmm. And what can you tell us about the tourists who were poisoned, the people who have been so ill from these drinks, 14 people, as you say, six of whom have died. What do we know about them?
Well, the two Australians are 19-year-old best friends who were travelling Southeast Asia. They graduated from high school last year, Holly Bowles and Bianca Jones, and they became so critically ill they failed to check out of their accommodation. They were found unconscious in their room and flown to separate hospitals where they've been on life support for the past week. Their families are making that heartbreaking decision today and yesterday to turn off their life support after it was clear that nothing could be done to save them. The other people who've died, we know, is a 28-year-old woman from Britain. Her name is Simon White. She's a lawyer. We know that the man from the US is a man in his 50s, and two Danish backpackers as well. But we know a number of other people are also ill. There's a New Zealand tourist that is in hospital, but we're not clear on what their conditions are at the moment.
And the investigation into this, I mean, given your reporting and your work on this story, is it being taken very seriously by the authorities?
Oh, absolutely. So the authorities are working, Australian authorities are working with authorities from the UK and the US and all countries affected, with those in Thailand and in Laos. And there's actually been a new foreign minister appointed in Laos as of today, and he'll oversee this investigation. Australian authorities at least have made it very clear that there needs to be a thorough and transparent investigation into this, because we need some answers. We've got six people that have lost their lives and potentially more who are deathly sick with this methanol poisoning.
All right. And Vang Vien, the tourist town where this happened, is it common for bars and hostels there to give out these free shots to patrons? Is that the vibe of the place?
It's a party town. So lots of the places that these people are going to are cheaper places. You know, these are two 19-year-old Australians who've saved up their money working at jobs to travel the world cheaply and go to these places where it's cheap to drink and cheap to have fun. It's something that, you know, is a rite of passage for people when they finish school. I mean, schoolies is on at the moment, which is a tradition in Australia where young people go to Southeast Asia and enjoy themselves and party after, you know, 13 years of schooling. So it is common for these places to give out complimentary shots and, you know, by the pool, give out complimentary shots to get people into these venues. It's a practice that they do. But, you know, These people have paid the price.
Absolutely. It's a dreadful story. Brendan, thanks for telling us about it and for being with us this morning from Bangkok. That is Brendan Crew. Next up, Matt Gaetz is out. Pam Bondi is in. The latest on Donald Trump's controversial cabinet picks.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.